and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Biden administration said it was not involved in Israel's pre-dawn drone strike inside Iran on Friday. As White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara reports, both Iran and Israel appear to be heeding calls for de-escalation, at least for now.
Israel's attack on Isfahan was expected, and the United States is likely to have known in advance.
The Biden administration understands that Israel needs to do its own version of face-saving retaliation after Iran's unprecedented and dramatic attacks.
Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel on April 13th. Nearly all of Iran's drones and missiles were intercepted with the help of the United States, the UK, and Jordan, causing no loss of life and little damage. Israel's attacks on Iran also appear to be limited, with no casualties immediately reported. The back-and-forth fire further inflames a region already on edge over Israel's war against Hamas, an Iran proxy in Gaza. Biden has been unsuccessful in pushing for a ceasefire deal. Over the weekend, Hamas raised new demands, throwing talks into disarray. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Ukraine has appealed for its European allies to urgently step up weapons supplies as it struggles to hold ground against invading Russian forces. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Germany has called for allies to provide more air defense systems as Russian drones and missiles rain down on Ukrainian cities.
Ukraine is outgunned by Moscow's forces and is losing ground. Its cities have come under daily attack from Russian missiles and drones. At least 13 people were killed in this attack on Chernihiv Wednesday. Kyiv has made repeated urgent appeals to the West. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Thailand say about 1,300 people have fled the eastern Myanmar into Thailand as fresh fighting erupted at a border town that has recently been captured by ethnic guerrillas. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Fighters from the Karen ethnic minority last week captured the last of the Myanmar army's outposts in and around Mayawati, which is connected to Thailand by two bridges. Police say the latest clashes were triggered when the Karen guerrillas launched an attack against Myanmar troops who were hiding near the second Thai-Myanmar Friendship Bridge, a major crossing point for trade with Thailand. The fall of Mayawati is a major setback for the military that seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Venezuela's main opposition coalition has agreed to unite behind former diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez as its challenger to President Nicolas Maduro in this July 28th election. The bloc acted Friday, just one day before the deadline to formalize its candidate. The coalition, known as the Unitary Democratic Platform, says the decision was reached unanimously by the bloc's 10 parties. The opposition group needed to replace its first candidate, Maria Corina Machado, who easily won a primary organized by the bloc in October, but was barred by the government from running. The Biden administration on Wednesday reimposed crushing oil sanctions on Venezuela, criticizing Maduro's crackdown on the opposition before the election. Maduro is seeking a third term that would last until 2031. The Biden administration is beefing up protection for LGBTQ plus students and sexual assault victims on school campuses. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the rules make it crystal clear no one should face bullying or discrimination just because of who they are or who they love. It protects the rights of LGBTQ plus students, but it does not address the controversial issue of transgender athletes competing. Some think that's intentional to avoid raising the ire of critics during an election year. The rules also provide a wider definition of sexual harassment and change past regulations on sexual assaults on campuses to ensure schools respond properly to complaints and that victims are protected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Nigerian chess champion and child education advocate has played chess nonstop for 58 hours. It's been more than 2 days since Tunde Onakoya launched an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. Onakoya started the attempt Wednesday in New York City's Times Square and aims to use it to raise $1 million to fund education for vulnerable children across Africa. He said the event is, quote, for the dreams of millions of children across Africa without access to education. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.